I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Coming up, the St. Louis Poetry Center celebrates National Poetry Month with a benefit reading featuring the work of Emily Dickinson. The third annual Teen Talent Competition will come to an exciting end next Friday when the final event is held at the Fox Theater. And here with an overview, please welcome Catherine Ballard, Executive Director of Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation, who sponsors the event. Also, actress Taylor Lauterman, who is a celebrity judge this year. And we also have teen finalist Micaiah Krueger. Welcome to you all.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Catherine Ballard, last month the semifinals narrowed the field from 37 to 12. That's pretty exciting. Would you give us an overview of exactly what this competition is all about?
Absolutely. The foundation is really dedicated to shining a spotlight on performing arts and on especially teens who are interested in the performing arts. We want to encourage them to study and have performance opportunities. So we organize this teen talent competition, which gives them the stage to not only perform, but get really important feedback from judges at the preliminary round and the semifinal round.
You're calling this the third annual. Didn't it actually have a beginning, like, was it back in the 80s with Mary Strauss?
It did. In 1981 and 1982, Mary Strauss, before all these talent competitions on TV were popular, she created this teen talent showcase that we based this event on. Students competing for scholarships and prizes, and they did it for 2 years, and then the foundation revived it 3 years ago.
Well, Micaiah Krueger, first of all, congratulations. You're in the finals.
Thank you so much.
Is that exciting for you?
Yes, it's so exciting.
You're a ballet dancer?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And what do you remember? The semifinals was in early March. What do you remember about that evening?
Well, it was really crazy. It was a small room with a lot of very talented people flipping around and playing ukuleles and a lot going on. But it was just really awesome to get to see all that and just to be there.
Taylor Lauterman, you're a celebrity judge this year. Most recently, just for a little background, you starred in Broadway's Bring It On the Musical as Campbell.
I did, yeah, which actually was here at the Fox Theater last spring.
That's been pretty exciting. You have a local connection, too. You grew up in Bourbon, Missouri?
I sure did.
So I think you started your acting career down in Rolla at Ozark Actors Theater, and then as a teen, you were involved with the Muni for a long time, weren't you?
That's right, the Muni and also Stage of St. Louis.
So, I mean, before you said you performed at the Fox in that Broadway show. Mm-hmm. You must have gone there as a kid.
Often.
Yeah.
I always remembered, I think one of the most magical shows I saw there was Wicked, and I remembered imagining myself, you know, well, actually, I couldn't imagine myself ever, you know, getting to that point, but I did, and it was certainly a dream come true.
Well, these finals are described as, will be like a Broadway-style show. What do you mean by that?
Well, we have an MC, the wonderful Ben Nordstrom, will be back with us again this year.
How's he doing, by the way?
He is doing great. He's up in New York with his family, and he will be back, and of course, he's a wonderful performer himself. He'll be singing and doing a little dancing with our fabulous Fox Tellerettes, who are our equivalent of the Rockettes.
Mm-hmm.
They're a dance group that open the show and do some musical numbers, singing and dancing themselves. And of course, we have this fabulous talent in these 12 acts that have made it to the finals. I think people are just going to be blown away by their talent. And we also have last year's winning act back, the Cotton Club. They will be tapping a cappella once again. And then at the end, we'll have announce the awards. And we put it together like a Broadway show. I mean, we have a director from New York City, a choreographer, professional lighting and sound designer, mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah. So, Taylor, does this mean, were you a judge in the semifinals also?
Or? No, I just got into town from New York City to spend time with my family for Easter and also to do this. So it'll be an experience for me as well. I'm really excited. I hear they sell out the Fox and that it's a really good time for everybody.
Yeah, and one interesting concept of the whole thing is the diverse type of talent acts. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, as you say, there's a ballet dancer. I think there's an opera singer. Different kinds of musicians?
Yes, several pianists. We have some cellists, a violinist, and we even have a whistler this year. Very unique, very talented.
A whistler?
He whistles. I won't give away what, but he's wonderful.
Taylor, how are you going to judge that? You know, that always struck me, like on American Idol versus America's Got Talent. America's mm-hmm. Got Talent always confused me because for me, it was just hard to compare a dancer with a singer or someone that plays a piano.
Yeah, well, you know, essentially everybody up there is going to be telling a story, whether it's through instruments or their body or their voice. So I think that'll be certainly something to focus on. And also their passion, because the more passion you have involved, I think the more you can reach your audience better.
Micaiah, you're from New Haven?
That's correct.
Which is somewhere in Washington County. That's out west, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So how did you begin your dancing career and what got you here?
Well, I've pretty much been dancing around the house ever since I was really little. I just love it. And I officially started ballet when I was 9, and I take classes at St. Louis Ballet. And I just, the whole thing, it just, I just love it.
Well, how did this competition begin? I know there were the semifinals. What happened before that? What was the very first thing?
There was the preliminaries. And before that, our artistic director was talking to our class, our level 8 class, and he was asking who would like to participate in this competition. And so I asked to do it, and I got to. And
so was all the competition held at the Fox, all the competitions?
No. We have so many entries now in preliminaries. We held them at 3 different locations over 2 days at all 3 locations, so essentially 6 days of preliminaries to see 126 acts. And then those were at UMSL, the main campus, and St. Louis Community College Forest Park, and Lindenwood, their Belleville campus. Then the semifinals were held at one location, and we were back at St. Louis Community College Forest Park.
Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor, they must give you some guidelines on judging, do they? Do they give you some parameters or some sort of framework that you work in?
No, not at all, but I hope they would trust that I would be able to, you know, judge the talent well and fairly based on, you know, my experience in the arts so far.
There are 4 categories that we ask the judges to kind of look at, and that's their technical ability, their stage presence, that's the poise, and I think the passion that that Taylor was talking about. And I'm blanking on the other two. There are 2 other categories.
But that's something, you know, we'll get into, I think, next week when we're,
right.
when we're all around.
How many judges are there? And you're in good company, Taylor, by the way.
How many judges?
There's a total of 7.
And there are some people we know. I'm thinking off the top of my head, like Mike Isaacson.
And Ken Page.
And Ken Page.
Who's another Broadway star, but a St. Louis native. Adam Sage, artistic director of Missouri Ballet. Steve Wolf from the Repertory Theater of St. Louis. Carl Napa, who is a director at Nellie's Extreme Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Dorhout from St. Louis Symphony.
Mackay, let me ask you, you're a ballet dancer. Tell me a little bit about your ballet. And through the competition, have your performance numbers changed? I mean, do you evolve somehow through the competition,
yes.
change what you're doing?
Well, it's the same variation, but you get feedback from the judges, and that can help you change it. Also, if there's a certain way of doing something you would rather change, I asked my artistic director, and he helped me with that. It's definitely become more familiar throughout the whole thing because I've had a lot of time to just go over.
Well, so what are you doing, and how has your act changed so far?
Well, it's a variation from Act 1 of Giselle, and really it's basically the same thing. It's a peasant who is in her village, and she has a weak heart, so she's like sick, kind of, basically, but she just loves to dance, which is kind of like me, and so it's fun.
Yeah.
So.
Catherine, it must be like, you know, as mentioned, those reality performance shows. You know how you kind of see the, if you follow them, you see the performers in the competition sort of grow and develop as the competition goes through. You must see the same thing here.
That has been so rewarding for me to work on this event, and I'm privileged to be a part of it from beginning to end. And it really is wonderful to see the students taking in what the judges are saying to them, applying it, as Micaiah said, and we see them grow from prelims to semis, and then from semis to the finals. And that's really what this is about for the foundation, is about helping these students become better performers in a very constructive and nurturing way. We're not about negative, you know, tearing people down to build them up. We we believe in giving them feedback that's useful for them.
And Taylor, when I was looking over Micaiah's story, I almost see like a similarity between you two. I don't know if you get that, do you?
Absolutely. Well, I just asked her how often she drove into the city for her dance classes. And we both live about, what, an hour or more away from the city. And I also did the same thing when I was younger, which, you know, when you're committed to something and you really love it, you do that. And she must have supportive parents that will help her out, too.
That's essential, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
What do you think a competition like this would have done for you when you were her age?
Oh, my gosh. I wish we had it. Anytime you have the opportunity to perform, you learn loads more, you know, than just sitting in a class. I think it, especially performing at the Fox with professionals, you just really learn a lot from them as well. And getting to meet some other kids within the St. Louis area who also like to do what you do or a little bit different, it also gives you courage and strength that... Yes, I wish I had the chance to do.
Micaiah, what's it been like meeting these other young people and getting to know them? And I bet you feel some sort of like, I mean, you're all in this together, right?
Exactly. It was amazing. We had this like pizza party thing, and it shocked me how much we were all like, just like good friends. Like, it doesn't feel like a competition at all.
Yeah, being like friends forever, probably.
Probably so, yeah.
Well, in addition to just, you know, having this experience develop you as a performer, there are some really good incentives to be in this, to win it, or to even place in it. There are scholarships, all sorts of things.
Right. First, second, and third place get scholarship money to go wherever they choose to go, attend a school after graduating high school, and they can major in whatever they would like to major in. But a lot of other universities and colleges in the St. Louis area are also offering scholarships to a lot of the students if they choose to go to those institutions, Webster University, Umsol, St. Louis Community College, even Southeastern Missouri State University and Missouri Baptist University.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation presents the 2013 Teen Talent Showcase. It's going to be next Friday, 8 p.m. at the Fox Theater. Now, it's free and open to the public, but you do need tickets. So what can you tell us about that?
Yes, they're very easy to get through MetroTix. They can go online or they can call or they can just stop by the Fox box office. They are absolutely free. I think there's only a minimal charge if you want to print your tickets at home or have them mailed to you, although I think it's probably getting a little too late to have that happen. But they can just hold them at will call, and then there's no charge. But you do need one to get in.
Mm-hmm. And our friends next door at the Nine Network, they're going to broadcast the program after the event?
Yes. They're partnering with us again this year. This is the third year they've done. They'll be there with cameras, and they will edit together a one-hour program that is now scheduled for May 14th at 7 o'clock.
I don't know if people are interested. For more information, go to the Cityscape page at stlpublicradio.org. We'll have a link to the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation website, and also, Catherine, you have a YouTube page where people can go and see some videos of, I guess, past performances and things?
Yes. On our SchoolTube page, there are lots of videos from the past years as well as some from this year, and I think all of those are also posted on YouTube.
Well, Taylor Latterman, what's a final thought from you on getting ready to judge this competition? What's going through your mind?
Oh, just how awesome it feels to be able to give this to the kids, you know, in the St. Louis area. I think any chance to perform is great. And another thing I want to mention is that the Muni and Stage of St. Louis will each select a student to participate in their 2013 production, which, gosh, would have been another dream of mine, you know, back then. So I think I'm just really excited to contribute and give back in this way.
Well, after this, what's next for you?
This summer I'll be in Kansas City at the Starlight Theater performing in Footloose, the musical.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
We'll break a leg.
Thank you.
Micaiah, best of luck to you, first of all.
Thank you so much.
And whether you win or not, what's your game plan after this?
Well, I'm basically taking it step by step, as the Lord would lead. But I have some performances coming up. I'm working with the company on the Contemporary Series in May. And then I have a performance at a small recital. I'm going to be like a featured act in that, and then we have our recital, and we're performing the second act of Giselle in that also. And so
it's the Teen Talent Showcase next Friday at the Fox Theater. Best of luck to you, Micaiah.
Thank you so
wish
much.
The best for you. And Catherine, Taylor, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the St. Louis Poetry Center pays tribute to Emily Dickinson. This is St. Louis Public Radio.